July 16, 1924. How the creator goes in search of the creature in order to place his goods in her. Continuing in my usual state, my adorable Jesus transported me outside of myself and told me, "My daughter, the creator goes in search of the creature in order to place on her lap the goods which he delivered in creation. And therefore, in all centuries, he always disposes that there be souls who go in search of him alone, so that he may place his goods on those who search for him and want to receive his gifts. So, the creator moves from heaven and the creature moves from the earth in order to meet each other, one, to give, the other, to receive. I feel all the necessity to give, to prepare goods in order to give them and to have no one to whom to give them, keeping them inactive because of lack of correspondence on the part of those who do not care about receiving them, is always a great pain. But do you know where I can place the goods which came from me in creation? In one who makes my will her own, because it alone gives the capacity, the appreciation and the true dispositions in order to receive the goods of her Creator, and administers to her the return, the gratitude, the thanksgiving and the love which the soul is obliged to give for the gifts which, with so much goodness, she has received. Therefore, come with me, and let us go around together, throughout the earth and the heavens, that I may place in you the love which I delivered from me for love of the creatures and all created things, and so that you may give me the return. And together with me, love everyone with my love, and we will give love to all. We will be two in loving everyone. I will no longer be alone. So we wandered everywhere, and Jesus placed in me his love, which the created things contained. And echoing his love, I repeated with him the "I love you" on the part of all creatures. Then he added, "My daughter, in creating man, I infused the soul in him with my breath, wanting to infuse in him the most intimate part of our interior, our will, which brought to him, altogether, all the particles of our divinity which man, as creature, could contain, to the extent of making of him our image. But man, ungrateful, wanted to break the union with our will, and even though he kept the soul, the human will, which took the place of the divine, obscured him, infected him, and rendered inactive all the divine particles, to the extent of dishonoring him completely and of disguising him. Now, since I want to dispose him again to receive this will of mine, it is necessary that I breathe on him again, so that my breath may put to flight darkness and infections, and may render active the infusion of our will which we made in creating him. Oh, how I wish to see him beautiful, restored, just as I created him. And my will alone can work this great prodigy. This is why I want to breathe on you, so that you may receive this great good, that my will reign in you and give you back all the goods and the rights which it gave man in his creation." And as he was saying this, coming near me, he breathed on me, he looked at me, he squeezed me to himself. And then he disappeared.